What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Okay, let me quickly get into today's message. This is the last but one of the messages on lethargy. And the topic is lethargy instigators. The things that instigate or bring lethargy into our lives make us feel lazy. There's a very interesting scripture in Proverbs 26, 14 to 16. Or say, as the door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy person on his bed, never getting out of it. The lazy person buries, verse 15, his hand in the dish, losing opportunity after opportunity. It worries him to bring it to his mouth. Verse 16. The lazy person is wiser in his own eyes than seven sensible men who gave a discreet answer. I'm using the Amplified there, so this is the King James. Go ahead. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes and conceit than seven men who can render a reason and answer discreetly. All right, so lethargy instigators. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 to 13. And because iniquities shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Because of iniquity, the love of many shall grow cold. Because of lawlessness, one of the major reasons why people get into lethargy is because of lawlessness. And even in this country right now, there are so many lawless things happening. Everybody lives the way they want to live. Everybody behaves the way they want to behave. There is no sense of honor, respect, dignity, right speech, right thought, right actions. There is no respect for the things of God. There's no honor for people who are in positions of responsibility, people who are elderly people. There is complete anarchy or lawlessness in our nation. So a young person can point a finger at an elderly person and then insult them. One of the worst things I've heard is, now we are penny, now we need nyansa, and you ain't keeping chill, sir. Your life will be cut short.
See, we are sir, we are born will be charity.
There's so much lawlessness.
See, you need miracle.
And because of that, people feel very lethargic about going to church. Because people are saying so much against the church. So people just sit back. Yes, you say.
They said that.
Listen to me, church folk. You don't serve God because of a politician. You don't serve God because of your mother, your father, your husband, your sister, your wife. Your fiancé? You serve God because you believe in Him, because you love Him, because it's your responsibility to. It is your responsibility to serve Him. People will make you feel it's not necessary to serve God. My goodness, hey, there is a heaven and there is a hell. If you're not careful, one day you blame somebody for the reason why you are going to hell. Because a radio presenter said this.
If you say,
a blogger said that. A pastor did this. A politician said that. You serve God for your own advantage. Now people think they can speak for the church. There is only one spokesperson for God. Should I tell you who the spokesperson for God is on earth? Should I tell you? The Bible. If you speak anything outside this Bible, you are not God's spokesperson. Those who are God's spokespeople are the people who speak the word of God. There is so much lawlessness. So people don't feel it's important to go to church. If you
do this to me, I will also do same to you. If you insult me, I would also reply you.
And it is difficult to come to church that way because you know that in church they'll tell you to forgive. The second reason why people are lethargic. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We shall reap if we don't become lethargic. If we don't become weary in due season. This is the problem with us today. Delay
is
making us feel lethargic. Don't you know? Oh, I have been to church. I have been praying and fasting. Nothing is happening. That's what we all say. It's happened to a lot of people. I did fasting and praying for 3 days. I prayed the whole night. And I was waiting for God's answer. It is 1 month now, it hasn't come. And even in the midst of my prayer, people keep disappointing me. It is delayed. Let me go to the fetish priest. Let me go to that politician. Let me see the police. Let me take a gun.
In
these days, a lot of people are lifting the gun. Men some not doors. And we think that justice is being delayed. Lawyer, to be our dear. And he also pick one be aware than be any be. Because there's a saying that goes that. Haven't you heard that before? But you forget the tatashes and the results of the tatashes upon your life later on. It is better no tatashe had happened. But when God does something on your behalf, there's a saying that says the mill of God grinds, and it grinds in such fineness. It is keeping too long. It's becoming the mantra of too many people. Don't give up. Help is on the way. God's timing is the perfect timing for your life. Delay should not make you lethargic. And people even go and pay money to deal with people, to get rid of people. People tell lies about people. Number two. Number three. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. But ye brethren, be not weary in well doing. Sometimes you get so tired. I am just tired. When you get tired, you get fed up. You get lethargic. You're tired. How no dosu?
The problems are too many.
My battles are too many. I am tired. You sit back at home. Thinking that if you sit at home, and then you rest, you shut your door. You forget the world exists. But you shut your door and die. When you die, the human beings that you are running away from, they will bath your body. They will bath your body. They will put your body in a coffin. The same human being, some will be crying for you. And some will be insulting you. So why Jimmy and I said that one
way?
And the same people will dig your hole and will put you down there. Don't be weary of well doing. People will hurt you. They will say all kinds of things against you just to spite you. But ye brethren, be not weary of well doing. Don't be tired of life. Some people get so tired of life, they decide to hang themselves. Look at a man in Achimota, unfortunately, the teacher talked to his wife and child. He's coming, entered his room. Nobody knows what is wrong with him.
He
puts his sponge around his neck. And he's gone. I suspect he was fed up with life. Tired. tired. Sometimes you get so tired. And the tiredness is not physical tiredness. Your mind is tired. Your heart is tired. Your mouth is tired of explaining it to people. And your ears are tired of hearing all the negative things. And your feet are tired of walking to places to try to make ends meet. And your hands are tired from trying to help people who don't even honor and respect you. And your mouth is also tired from praying for help. But the Bible says, be not weary in well doing. Yes, you are feeling tired, but help is on the way. Don't be lethargic. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, number 4. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. The fourth reason why we become lethargic is because of our attention to God's word. We don't listen properly to God's word. We don't pay attention to it. Exodus, Deuteronomy says, hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God. And do it. That I would heal you, that you be successful, that you prosper. We put aside the word of God. We come to church and we think we've heard it. But when we go, it doesn't stick. It doesn't remain in us. There's a lack of attention to God's word. But all things shall pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Whatever thing the word of God says, it will be fulfilled. People will lie, they will receive their punishment. People will steal, they will receive their punishment. People will backbite, they will receive their punishment. Because the word of God says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. You keep on doing that. Keep on lying about people. Keep on stealing from people. Keep on looking for power. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not come back to me void, but it shall accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Pay attention to God's word. That is your blessing. Don't be lethargic about God's word. I don't feel like hearing the word of God. I will not come to church.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Because of that. The other day, the man of God said some things I didn't like. When you get up in the morning, read the Bible. When you are going to bed, read the Bible. When you have nothing to do, read the Bible. Give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Paul says it this way in Philippians chapter 4. Whatever you have heard and seen in me, do. Since when people began to fight against the church? It is not today people began to fight against the church. It is not today people began to fight against men of God. But they died before those men of God. That death was a horrible death. People fought against the church from the time of Jesus Christ. And yet still, the church is still here. Anybody who thinks that they can curtail the power and the authority of the church of Jesus Christ is deceiving themselves. You can never do it. Because you are not God. I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. The gates of hell are coming against the church. Next year, the church will still be there. Some of these people will start dying. 10 years, the church will still be there. 50 years, their children's children will come. Some of them will get born again. And those who are fighting against the church, their children will rather be helping the church. We are not afraid, oh.
Yes, bro.
We are not afraid.
Yes, bro.
You know what number saying? 5. 1 Peter 1, 6 to 7. Revelation chapter 2, 2 to 5. I know thy works and thy labor, thy patience, and how thou canst bear them which are evil.
And he said, you moon to me, anyone you're born into.
And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and they are not. And I found them liars. Take note of two words. Thy labor. And thy patience. Thy labor. And thy patience. Thy labor. And thy patience. Very important in life. If you don't labor with patience, you can never achieve anything. There's another word that will help you. You also labor with wisdom. And you labor with knowledge. And you labor with understanding. That is a side message. So write that on your side. Labor with what? Patience. Labor with wisdom. Labor with knowledge. Labor with understanding. And labor by laboring. That's not a part of it.
Yes. You're
right. So, verse 3. And has borne, and has patience. And for my name's sake has labored. Don't be lethargic. Don't faint. The scripture says labor. Jesus Christ said, occupy till I come. Be hardworking. So it says labor. But you labor and be patient. And has not fainted. You have not given up. You have not become lethargic. You have not become lazy. Give me the next verse. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left your first love. Turn to someone, says first love things. Principle number what? Five. First love things. Sorry, once a month. First love things. Can you know? Who to be frequent besides ah? Now Tuesday, I'm sorry. First love things. Now, you don't even want to know. Yeah, programmer, you won't come. Yeah, vampire, umba. First love things. Tell three people, first love things. Peter, in tampa pa se odomi.
Peter, do you really love me?
Lovest thou me, Peter?
Odomi, Petro.
Feed my lamb. Lovest thou me, Peter? Feed my sheep. Lovest thou me, Peter? Feed my lamb.
Peter
had gone back to fishing.
Peter, was I go
ye? Say, when you're Juma, when you're Ska, why worry? Into where Jai Diana, where are they? Where are they? And here, first love things. Because Juma now here are more important than a radifie. A radifie and a radidumu. You have left your first love. First love things. First, no. Oh, bumpaya. Hey, 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 hey. This is a bumpaya. Hallelujah. Jesus. Tell me more. Oh God, I'm so blessed beyond recognition. The first one, bomb pie man, fifth year then. Eternal. Hey, kaya ya. Hey, ke. Caterpillar, u tutu asase, u funtu masase no. First love things. You love the things around you. But you don't love God the way you used to anymore. In fact, the more blessing God blesses you, the deeper your love for God should be. Finally, Exodus 32:1. I love this one. Exodus 32:1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed from to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron. And they said unto him, make us up, make us gods. Turn to somebody and say, make us gods. Which will go before us, as for this Moses. Say this Moses. The man, say the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. We wot not what is becoming of him. What has become of him? We become lethargic when other things and people become our gods. So when something happens to them, or they are not where they are supposed to be, or they are not where they are supposed to be, we begin to worry. We fretful. And we want to replace them. Never replace God with anything or any human being. Don't build an idol in your life. When I read this scripture, this one, then I realized that the people, instead of seeing God as the one who delivered them, they were seeing Moses as their deliverer. Let me prove it to you. They said, This Moses has kept long up there.
So Moses, what check, what people,
and they said, we don't know what has happened to this Moses. We don't know. But if Moses is not there,
now Moses,
is God dead? They looked up to Moses instead of looking up to God. Don't look up to Reverend Victor, say. Look up to the one who called me. My duty is to direct you to Christ. Make us other gods. You see, make us other gods. So they were looking in the context of something they could see, feel, and touch. Who shall go before us? For us, for this Moses, the man, not God, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. Who told you Moses brought you up out of Egypt? And the Lord brought them up out of Egypt with a mighty hand. That's what the scripture says. He brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. By miracles, signs, and wonders, and by blood. God brought them out. He used the man. Because they could not contend with God. They could not relate to God. But now you are saying, this Moses, this man who brought us up, we don't know what has happened. One of the things I never want you to forget is this particular verse. When I'm an old man and I'm dying, always remember that I am not God. My children, remember. That is why I have never compelled you in your knowledge and relationship with God, and have made you people build confidence in God yourself. Person, if you ask me questions in my house about God, I will tell you, go and read. When my wife started out, am I a God? I'm not a God. I'm not responsible to make you know God. You were born again before I married you. Don't worry my life. I have my burdens. These are my people. These are the people I have to show them where God is. And once I've shown you where God is, find God for yourself. That is a strong church. Not people every day. Now suffer pacho. Suffer script away. Suffer bompaya mami. Suffer bompaya mami. You to start praying for somebody. Know the God who has saved your soul. Know the God who has called you. Know the God who delivered you, healed you, set you free. And you will never be lethargic. As for this Moses, this man who brought us up, man, Panadrimobaha. Come with me, Israel, for this year. Come Egypt, for me, no more this year. This man who brought us.
This is how we need to see.
Our God. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. That is why the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Our God, He's an awesome God. Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. And that is why the horse and the rider are overturned. That this nation shall not be controlled by politicians and media and all kinds of fake prophets, but this nation's heart and soul shall be fixed on the God who has promised from generation to bless Ghana. We don't prosper because of some politician's ideas. We don't prosper because some pastor tells you, I am the prophet
0001.
It's because people like you and I go down on our knees and pray that God bless our nation.